It's about that time for Ready, Set, Real Estate, and I am so fired up. OMG, I am so fired up. Shout out to Henry West Coast Brown for this track, Inspired to Be Great, because again, that's what this show is all about. Bringing phenomenal, powerful people, powerful messages. Oh my goodness. And I am just beyond honored, actually, to share with you my next guest. My next guest, Damian Blackman, owner, operator of Jada Trucking Empire. Damian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I am so ecstatic because, as we shared offline, I had been looking. See, there are people I've been looking for to be on this show because I have a vision in conveying to the world that we are all connected. We are all in real estate. And when I connected with you on Instagram through shout out to Pocky and team at Hood Estates. You know, Hood Estates, I mean, do a phenomenal thing. So I wanted to shout out to the fam at Hood Estates. When I connected with you via them, I was like, Damian, I got to have you on the show. So I thank you for saying yes. I thank you for taking your time because you're sitting in the big rig right now. So I'm feeling great about that. Can you hear me? Uh-oh, we lost him. Okay, we're going to let him come back. So as he works that out, Damian Blackman, owner of Jada Trucking Empire, we're going to talk about what really gets us our products. Housing, I mean, the materials, the clothing, the products for our stores, everything is connected. And I am beyond ecstatic to have him on and share his story because it is definitely a powerful message about starting over. I don't like to sound cliche about second chances, third chances, but really the opportunity is within you. Your ability to transform whatever challenges, whatever your journey has been, and making something of that. And I just really want to just say that I'm beyond ecstatic actually to share the platform today with Damian. For those of you who are tuning in and are new to for the first time, I am founder of Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation. So our show sponsors, or I should say supports, our nonprofit Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation. Damian, I was warming them up until you came back.
Okay, nice. Sorry.
No worry, you're fine. So please share with us where you're from. I told them I was just really excited to have you on and what you're doing and just to hear your message. And I think it's definitely inspiring to the extent of what you'd like to share with us. So tell us a little bit of where you're from.
Well, I was born in Barbados, the beautiful island of Barbados. Yes. And I came to Canada when I was about 10 years old. So currently I live in Toronto, Ontario. Yes. And yes, that's where I'm from. I live
that's
in Toronto
awesome.
Currently.
Canada is in the building. We just went international, y'all.
Definitely in the building.
Happy day. Shout out to Toronto. And as I shared with Damian, this definitely has been a great synchronicity because when I released my first book, Real Estate 100, The Teen Home Buying Experience in 2015, it was, I believe, the following year I released the French translation to that book. And I was very intentional, Damian, that I did that because I wanted to market the book to our communities in Canada who speak French. So this for me is just beyond ecstatic for me. So
my daughter's fluent in French, so.
Yes, and Jada, right? So your company's named after Jada.
My daughter and my sons, yes.
Yes, yes. So your daughter and your sons.
Yes. So my daughter's name is Jada. My two sons are Anthony and Dre, and the mother's Alyssa. So I named the first initials of all their names. So Jada, Anthony, Dre, and Alyssa, put it out, and we got Jada.
Jada,
Yes.
JADA Inc.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
So
But the kids always argue. The kids are always arguing. Jada says it's after me, but the boys are like, well, it's after all of us. So it's always a fight in the
love it.
house.
Right. You know what? And that is so profound as we were talking about legacy building. I commend you, brother. I really do. And I said this offline that it really truly is for me something special to have you on. And I'm glad that people can hear that in terms of founding your company, you had in mind your family. What do I
Right.
call it? Right? What do
Right.
I call it? Because this is something that supersedes you. You are doing this for them. So
Exactly.
I'm just, yes. So tell us a little bit about how, just kind of what's the story? What's the journey as you delve into the trucking business?
So I got started in trucking around maybe 13, 12, 13 years ago. I
Okay.
started out long haul. So I used to travel from Toronto to the west coast of Canada and down onto the west coast of the States. So I used to go down to California. That's why I said that was one of my favorite places to be. Head on
Right.
through California, head on back through the Midwest, and that was my triangle. So I did a lot of long haul and I got to see the country. So I got paid to travel essentially, right? I've always loved traveling. So what better way to see? I've seen the Grand Canyon, I've seen. Been to Vegas, Yuma, Arizona, many, many things, right?
Right.
So I always wanted to own. I knew there was much more. I wanted to own something because I wanted to leave something for my children, yes, and my family. I wanted financial freedom, financial independence. And I also wanted to help people in my situation, right? People from low income neighborhoods and who society kind of brushes to the side, right? So
Right.
yes, I was in 2015, I was arrested for firearm charges. I'll be honest, this is my truth. So I was arrested for firearm charges, and I spent a couple of years in behind bars. June 6th, actually last year. So today is the 1 year anniversary of my release. thank you, thank you.
Yes.
So while I was in there, I got to work on myself.
Yes.
I changed my energy, changed my thinking. I just became a better person, and I made a plan for the rest of my life. I said, when I am released from here, I will not ever return to the old lifestyle. I will never return back to what got me in here. I lost friends. I let friends down. I let my family down. I let my children down. I
Right.
said, well, I don't want to waste my talents anymore. What am I going to do?
Right.
So I drew up the plan from inside and came home, and I put that plan into motion, and I got it started with one truck, and here we are today, and we're just moving. That's been with us. It's all within a year,
Yes.
right? It's all
Yes,
within a
I
year.
commend you. Because I know I'm repurposing this on the radio podcast, I'm not going to scream because my listening audience will be very upset if I scream.
Right.
But everything inside of me is celebrating you. Every single
Thank you.
fiber of me is celebrating you because, as I shared, that I really wanted people to come on and listen to your story in terms of, Bob said it, that redemption song.
Right,
You
right,
know?
right.
And for you to say, I had to take responsibility in myself and design my life. What it is, what is it do I see for myself, my
Right.
family, and put that into effect. And for those whose favorite scriptures are faith without works is dead. So you've had to put in
Exactly.
the work, right?
Exactly.
Had to put in the work. And that is extraordinary. So, in terms of the real estate aspect, kind of what products in terms of what contracts do you get in terms of your business
So
that
currently I have two contracts. One is called Miller Waste or Miller Paving, and they do majority of the highways and the freeways, right? So you need the roads, and we also do the sub developments and the new development, the housing. So we pave the roads for that, and then we also do excavation. So when you guys are in real estate,
The
before you
raw
build a
land, right?
home,
And then
You have to go and dig all that dirt. So that dirt is now removed, and we're the ones who come in and remove all that dirt, and we haul it to another site. So without trucks, the homes wouldn't be built. right? And exactly. So it's a big correlation.
It's in me. It's so in me.
Right.
I'm in there. I'm
it's
in there
correlated.
Because you're talking about the real estate ecosystem.
Right.
Yes.
Big
it's
ecosystem.
All connected. We're all
exactly
connected. And for those who are connected with me via our Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation, which is our nonprofit that is real estate focused for youth and young adults, it is important that I am showing individuals like you, Damien, in our industry, because there are youth out here that are trying to find their way in this world, and they may not see themselves on that four-year track. They may not see themselves going to get the degree, and they say, I want to be a boss. Right now, everybody's talking about being a boss.
Right.
So how can we be a boss? And this is one of the ways we can illustrate that you can come into the real estate industry because you are in real estate.
Right. Exactly.
We're very much rooted in this because we know that it's one thing for the civil engineer to lay down the blueprints for the roads and where we're going to put the roads, but who's actually doing the work?
Right. We are. The material has to get there. It got there.
How
did
you get the material? Yes.
Right. Everything in this country depends on the truck. And I push and I advocate for trucking so much because it's not marketed well. Right. So many people don't understand the importance of the trucks or the trucking industry, from dump trucks to tractor trailer to everything. You think about it. The bricks that are build the homes, they came on a truck. Your food came on a truck. Your clothing came on a truck. Your water came on a truck. The dirt that we excavated left on a truck. The drywall came on a truck. If you go to any buildings or anywhere that's being built, any real estate, you'll see a truck, right?
That's
so it's
right.
very important. It's all intertwined. If real estate is booming, trucking is booming. It goes hand
there
in hand.
There
and
it
vice
is.
Vice versa.
And vice versa. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. That was so loaded that for those of you who are listening today, go back on the replay and listen to what this brother is saying. Because that is so profound in terms of the economic system. And this is what I like to point out to people. The work in real estate within our industry cannot be outsourced. It has to be done here.
Right, right.
There's no fancy machine or technology that is replacing Damien and his company.
Right, none.
They might improve trucks, right? They might improve how that's happening, but in terms of the work and the hauling and getting to and from, absolutely important.
Right.
And
that's
so
also one of my plans also, because trucking technology is taking over and improving. But in my opinion, a way to conquer that is to be an owner. So instead of the trucks taking over your jobs, you own the trucks. So you're still a boss, right? So make sure you own, always own. You can own and operate, but always own. Like Jay said, the financial freedom is our only hope. You have to own something. If
there
you don't
is.
Own, then, you know,
that's
no value in that.
That's very accurate. So do you hire, how does that work for you? I mean, how does someone learn? They want to get connected with you. Do you have a resource and contacts that you would be able to just guide someone, albeit a youth or someone who's looking for something else, just looking to find their way? How can they get connected with you to learn more?
Well, I have my Instagram page. It's called Jada Trucking Empire. So it's Jada_trucking_empire. Right, JADA_trucking_empire. And I also offer consultation appointments and classes. So once you go on there, you can click the link in the bio and you can book an appointment for a consultation. And yes, we hire. Actually, I'm training a young gentleman. He's not here with me today, but I'm training him on how to get into the dump truck industry. I'm teaching him how to drive. But my goal is not to hire employees per se. I want to hire other owner operators. So I want to show you how to get a truck, and we all just if we can build a big network of owner operators, then we can take over the market share or market somewhere. So if instead of you guys working for me, you can work with me, right? And you have 10 trucks, this person has 2 trucks, 3 trucks, and we can go to these big companies and say, well, we have 150 trucks, and they'll more give us a contract. That way we can feed our families and leave some, and create some generational wealth. So my thing is not to have employees. I want co-workers and I want business partners. So that's my thing, and that's why I'm trying to mentor people, right?
That's right. Leaders breed leaders.
Yes, I agree.
That's why, I'm very intentional with words, and I think we had connected with this, just kind of just the mind and activating just those talents and those gifts. I'm so happy that you made that plan because you are going to open the doors for so many other people. And I thank you for that. I know when we connected offline, it just resonated from you and your spirit, just kind of taking your journey, your challenges, and making a very powerful message for someone else. And one of the things that is significant about that is when you can come from that place, people can resonate with that. You're not someone that's not out of reach. You're not like, suit and tie where just, it's very difficult to reach you and to relate, but people can say, you know what? I mean, you've been there, right? You 10 toes to the concrete, and now we're big reels on the big rig on the concrete.
Yes, exactly. Like I said on my Instagram, you don't need a high school diploma. You just need a will, some willpower, and anything's possible, right? You can get it done. I'm still running the streets, but in a legit way,
In a legit
right?
way,
In a
and
legit way.
you're running from coast to coast. I mean,
Yes.
that's so phenomenal and powerful. So I did put it up on the screen. So for those of you who are interested in getting connected with Damien Blackman and learning more, and he's talking about developing you as another owner operator or just an owner. I mean, just learning more. And I don't think this is exclusive to men, women. I saw
No,
your page,
definitely
you had
not.
women truckers.
Right.
So this is something that we should be paying attention to and tapping in because, again, it's talking about generational wealth building and you accessing the market share. So on his Instagram, it's Jada, Jada underscore empire spelled out. And no, excuse me, Jada underscore trucking underscore empire. And you can definitely get connected. Make sure you get that consult. And you
Yes.
let them know super agent sent you.
Yes, definitely. If you let no super agent sent you, I'll give you a free t-shirt. Limited supply.
Oh, limited supply. Let them know
Limited
super
supply.
agent sent you, and you
Yes.
get a shirt. Oh my God, I need to get a shirt now. Wait a
Yo,
minute.
I got you. I got you.
I need a shirt. So, Damien, I mean, time has gone by so quickly. So we're gonna get ready to wrap this up, but I just thank you for your time because I know you're on contract, you're on the road, so you've taken this window to connect with us.
Yes.
What are the last any last remarks you want to share with us, the listening audience, the viewing audience?
I want everyone to understand that it's possible. That's it. It's possible. Network, network, network. Your network determines your net worth, right? It's possible. I have this hashtag saying "Get rich or die trucking," and it's not rich as in monetary sense, but rich in spirit, rich in mind, just rich, right?
Yes.
And we all help each other out, and we can go and build something, right? That's
That's right.
basically it. It's all possible. Look, I came from jail
Right.
to this. It's possible, right? Just
Yes.
change your thinking. Just change your thinking. Just change your thoughts. Your thoughts create your realities. So be positive.
Ashe, yes, thank you. Damien, it was wonderful having you on the show. Thank you so much. You guys, be sure you let somebody know what we're doing on Ready Set Real Estate. Be sure to get connected on the radio podcast everywhere. And we'll see you next week for episode 40. Excuse me, we're on now episode 37.
Oh,
Thanks,
wow.
you guys.